Chapter 11, The Anchor That Held Through Deep Trouble. On February 4, 1916, I was prostrated with an unusually severe attack of fever. During the long, weary weeks that followed, I had abundant opportunity to learn new lessons of trust and faith under trying circumstances. As I prayed earnestly unto the Lord, His Holy Spirit would from time to time bring to my remembrance some verse from the Bible that would be meet in due season to my poor, starving, storm-tossed soul. Some of these verses I had not seen much in when I read them in full health and strength in days gone by. But the important thing, after all, was that they had been lodged somewhere in my mind, which shows the importance of reading the Bible even when we don't feel any great need of it. We may be storing up provisions for some future need. When the fever was at its height, and the days were weary and the long nights dreary, then this verse came to me with priceless assurance, "But He knoweth the way that I take. When He hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold." Job 23:10. Through all the ages, God has never discovered anything better than trouble and affliction to burn the dross out of the soul. That is why His children have always had such big doses of it. God was fitting them for heaven. The wicked will have most of their trouble when it is too late to do them any good. That is why God says for us not to envy the wicked, Proverbs 24:19, which have their portion in this life, Psalm 17:14. I know some of you will say, "But my trouble came from evil men and not from the Lord." If you will permit Him, God will watch the fire they kindled and see to it that it only burns up the dross within you. "The wrath of man shall praise thee, the remainder of wrath shalt thou restrain." Psalm 76:10. Joseph's wicked brethren sold him into slavery, but he let God watch the fire. And when he was the biggest man in Egypt, he could say what is always true, "You thought evil against me, but God meant it unto good." Genesis 50:20. When we are in deep trouble, we always want to get rid of it, but God only knows when we have had enough. I wanted to get rid of my fever. I wanted to get well, but then and there came to my mind the Master's prayer when He was in deep trouble. "Father, if Thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but Thine be done." Luke 22:42. I had a precious experience when I was able to pray that prayer from my heart. So will you. Luke says when Christ prayed that prayer, an angel came and strengthened Him. Verse 43. "I verily believe one came to strengthen me. They will come to strengthen you." When I was desperately sick, the thought came to me to have my wife write to a spiritually minded friend hundreds of miles away to pray for me. Then the enemy suggested the doubt. What good would that do? It was then that Paul's example came to my mind when he wrote to the faraway churches in Rome to earnestly pray for him. Romans 15:30. And later, when he lay in a dark prison cell, he wrote this to his brethren, "For I know that this shall turn to my salvation through your prayer." Philippians 1:19. Then I sent word to still others to pray for me. I am glad that I can today put my fingers on Psalm 119:75 and say from my heart, "I know, O Lord, that Thy judgments are right, and that Thou in faithfulness hast afflicted me."